I want to know what you think of the morality of making money if you're the owner of a casino, because you are profiting when other people lose. On the one hand, he says you could say that it's rational. On the one hand, the casinos are honest, are rational. You know what the odds are. They're available to everybody. Like most industries, when a consumer takes it to extremes, it can ruin his life, but in moderation, people get enjoyment from the fact that they never know if they're going to hit the jackpot or not. Now, with all of that, I agree. So he says, the casinos sell a dream of hitting a jackpot of easy money. So to make money in the industry, one would need to market to people who want an irrational thing. So is it legitimate to have an industry that caters to, it's legally, he's not saying it shouldn't be, but morally, is it proper to run an industry which aims at irrational custom? What do you say to that?
I wouldn't say that it's irrational. The idea of, you know, somebody wanting to gamble and the idea of making fast money through gambling, it's irrational in other businesses to think you can make money fast, you know, it, depending on the context of the business. But in gambling, that's the nature of gambling, to make money quickly.
But he said, isn't it irrational to want something for nothing? To want $1 trillion for putting a quarter in a machine?
No. I mean, it's not irrational. You know, if the odds of the game are that you could put a quarter in and that possibility exists, then that's not irrational. It would only be irrational if the possibility didn't exist. Yeah. But the idea of making money quickly is the idea of gambling.
So you would distinguish that from people who have an obsession or a compulsion, you know, who are there,
sure, I mean, the
24
extreme
hours a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, casinos don't, you know, exist for those
right.
people, and that's not why they, that's not the
okay,
intention.
Okay, well,
of
that's
business.
An interesting answer. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of that. And you know, I can definitely see the other extreme as well. Someone who never gambles because they get no enjoyment out of it whatsoever. So, for instance,
it's totally opposite.
I'm one of those people, and I mean, I will never win any of those games, and there's no enjoyment out of, you know, the, you know, just playing the game, because the whole time it's like this horrible anxiety of like, am I gonna, you know, lose all this money or whatever, and so, but. I mean, getting back to the question. I mean, it's definitely.
I don't see anything wrong with anxiety as part of consumption. I read like mystery and suspense novels, and I'm in continual anxiety about whether the guy is going to.
It's a very negative type of, you know, anxiousness that
you
makes
know.
Me.
Well,
bad.
You should
right,
get
exactly.
Right.
Actually,
yeah. actually,
right.
there's
so,
there's a guys who wrote a book, MIT grads. They've actually shown how to prove to win gobs of money playing blackjack, and they're not allowed. They're barred, and all the people
are
barred from the casino. So the real question is here: is that should the casinos have a right to bar these folks?
Well, they have a right to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a right to say you can't come in if you're wearing two arms.
Right, but I mean, at the same, so if you acknowledge that right, then they have the right, I mean, people go there willingly, right?
Oh, no, we're talking about the political right, though. He wanted to know about the moral right. And I think if you do it, you know, for enjoyment, and it doesn't consume your life, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. When I was a kid, I'm not a kid, but, you know, young, I remember one occasion, now this is the only occasion, but nevertheless, it was an occasion where I was in Lake Tahoe at Harrah's, and I sat down at 8 p.m. at the blackjack table. I did not leave till 8 a.m. It was 12 hours, and I ended up exactly even. But, I mean, that was a lot of fun. I didn't do it a second time, but I wanted, you know, to try it. But I don't see anything wrong with that. But even let's suppose that it was irrational. That's not on the head of the casino. It's still the case, if someone can use your product rationally, the fact that a lot of people use it irrationally is not on your head. Now, if there was some, for instance, some, I can't imagine what it was, some unique weapon that could only be used to commit murder, and that's all, then I would say it's immoral to manufacture. But if it's something that, you know, people can enjoy and some people can go crazy on, that's not your problem.
I think it depends on the game, whether it's rational or irrational. Like, if you're playing poker, you can always win. I mean, it depends on your, it's not entirely dependent on luck, it's dependent on skill level. Whereas if you're playing on a slot machine, the odds are always against you so that you'll lose more than you'll win.
But that doesn't make it irrational. You couldn't say, well, if the game requires skill, you're rational. If it's just chance, you're not. Because if you just accept that it's just a fun thing, and if your number comes, okay, and if not, now it depends how long you do it. What part of your life is it? How much money you're putting into it? But if one of the games I like best is an exact mixture of chance and skill, which is backgammon.
Doesn't the question ask if the casino owner is moral?
But his question is premised on the people who go there are irrational.
Right.
So, which would make him irrational for catering to.
That's another aspect of the question is that what isn't part of the question if the casino is marketing to the irrationality of the people who do gamble irrationally. So, if they're encouraging the sort of irrational behavior that some people engage in when they gamble.
Well, what would they do that would encourage?
Well, I don't know, their marketing materials that sort of put out, you know, this false idea of maybe what. I mean, I don't really know any
false, then you argue against fraud. Well, that's true of any business. Right.
It's a regulated industry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but you can't make those claims.
Yeah,
no casino advertising says, come here, you'll win gobs of money. What? They can say, our slot machines consistently pay out greater than the other ones. So that's,
right, you know, yeah, I don't mean anything like that, but the things that sort of give people the impression
that's not a moral issue. Anything where people, quote, get the impression is on their head. It's caveat emptor.
There
could be something like, they get the sense that you come in here and you just zone out for 12 hours or whatever, and that sense is maybe more irrational. But they're essentially in the entertainment business.
Yeah, but that you can do that. I zone out of movies